Welcome to another session of the School of Thought, Lunch and Learn. Today's topic is very interesting. Spiritual warfare is not the mother of all battles. What if I tell you that the enemy doesn't have to defeat you to win? He doesn't have to overpower you. All he has to do is distract you. Think about it. When it's time for you to fulfill your life purpose, when it's time for you to take your business, your career, your destiny to the next level, the biggest enemy you face is not spiritual warfare. It's distraction. Distraction is the mother of all battles, not spiritual warfare. Because in the very moment where you should be focusing on wisdom, strategies, and building your next level of success, the enemy whisper in your mind, come fight with me. Things seems to be out of chaos, out of order. And most of us, we ready to fight. Spiritual warfare time. And many of us fall for that bait. We step out of the field where we are planting, cultivating, and growing. And instead, we step into the ring. We ready to fight spiritual warfare. Now, listen, I'm not saying spiritual warfare doesn't matter. Not at all. I taught it for many years and I lived it. But everything is not spiritual warfare. Now, listen to this wisdom. If the enemy can get you to waste your energy fighting him, he's already won. Because his goal is not victory in the ring, right? His goal is distraction. To get you away from your development, to get you away from your process, away from building your business or your relationships. You can pray all night. You could fast for hours. You could swing the sword of the word. But if you leave your assignment, if you abandon your field, if you neglect your purpose, then the enemy, distraction, already defeated you. Notice, the principle of life does not say be transformed by spiritual warfare or by swinging spiritual battles and by renewing your spiritual life and your fasting time, by renewing your relationship. No, the principle of life says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Distraction designed to take your mind off focus, to fill it with anxiety, to stir it up with worry, to activate stress in your body until you are sick, tired, and unfocused. Now, as a certified brain coach, I'm going to give you a little breakdown the function of your brain. Don't worry about the medical names, but worry about what it does for you. The prefrontal cortex, we call PFC, is the brain executive center. It handles focus, decision-making, and planning, and self-control. It helps you tune out distraction and keep your attention on one task. You also have another part of your lobe that works with the prefrontal cortex to direct your attention to what matters in your environment. Then you have the cingulate cortex. It plays a big role in sustaining your attention and error detection. What is that? It acts like a monitor, helping you catch when your mind drifts away. And you have the thalamus. It acts as a traffic control for incoming data. It helps filter what information gets through for you to focus on, in short. Like right now, my brain is doing that to keep Katua from leaving. But it works all in like a network that works together. And the thalamus to keep your attention sharp and giving you the detailed information to understand. If you learn to master your mind, you'll learn to stay focused, disciplined, and steady. You'll walk in power greater than destruction. Like right now, my brain had to fix me to stay focused on this instead of couture. Some people live in warfare because that's all they know. Some are afraid to live life to fulfill they convince themselves warfare is the place where they have to abide. Let's look at Yeshua. He had every reason to get distracted. People calling on him constantly, heal this person, go here, fight this. But he stayed focused on his mission. The greatest power he showed on earth was not just miracle. It was in his discipline, the ability to stay focused. Let me share a story with you real quick. A man was trying to distract his brother becoming famous. He take his attention off, or to take his attention off the assignment. His brother said to him, "Why don't you leave here and go up to the feast so your student can get a good look at the work you do?" "No one who intends to be publicly known does everything behind the scene," he says. "If you're serious about what you are doing, come out in the open and show the world." But his brother was pushing him to the ring to fight. Okay, what was the response to his brother? He says, "Don't pressure me. It's not my time. It's your time. It's always your time. You have nothing to lose." That was the story of Yeshua and his brother. He knew he would lose the battle if he allowed himself to be distracted from his assignment. He stayed on his assignment. He refused to be pulled away. Maybe your assignment is to finish your book, building your business, or working in your relationship. Spiritual warfare is not the battle that you need to fight, but it's the ability to stay focused on your mission, like I'm doing right now. Your assignment is your greatest power. It's the ability to stay focused. Discipline is greater than distraction. Clarity is greater than chaos. Focus is victory of spiritual warfare. Because when you remain focused on your purpose, you already walk in authority over the enemy of your success and the enemy of your accomplishment. What you need to remember from this conversation is this: stop abandoning your ability to focus on the strategies to succeed, to be fruitful, just to get in the field of spiritual warfare. Next time you are tempted to fight spiritual warfare battles, remember, distraction is defeat. Focus is victory. Stay disciplined. Stay focused. Walk in your purpose, and you will harvest the fullness of the success, the fullness of your calling, and the fullness of your life. Until next time, be kind to your mind. Give grace to your past, and never be afraid to come home to truth. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, right? School of Thought with Dr. Hannah Josue. And go on my website, hannahjosue.com, and see what's going on with our training, with our teaching, and stay connected with more wisdom nugget. All right? So thank you. Until next time, stay focused. Shalom.